We continue our learning. We are in Chagiga, Perek Yom Mishnah Aleph. Now, we've already mentioned that the Chachamim have certain safeguards, certain siyagim, to protect the purity of items which have different degrees of Kedusha. We mentioned the fact that that Kodesh is very archatos, the ashes of the Paraduma and the water mixed together is the highest level. We also have Kodesh, which is Kudshin, that includes meat that is Kadosh, flour, of the offerings that are eaten. And of course, below that is Truma. So the first three Mishnayos of this Perek is going to list 11 cases where the Chachamim made a Gezerah that Kodesh is going to have a higher standard of Tara than Truma with. And we call these Malos, the Malos of Kodesh. So we begin, Mishnah Aleph says, Chomer b'Kodesh b'Truma. So we begin with one Chumra that Kodesh Kachim has over Truma with respect to the laws of Tumah v'Tara. Shemad bilim kelim b'soch kelim l'Truma avalolo Kodesh. So regarding these are all the Rabbanah. These are rabbinically imposed siyagim of Tara that Kodesh, we said, has these 11 stringent rules that don't apply to Truma. The first of that is if you have two kalim that are tamei, and you're putting them in a mikvah. So you're putting the smaller one within the big one. So the Mishnah here says, for truma, that's okay. That's not a problem. We're not afraid that the water, the mikvah water, may not find its way underneath the kli that's inside, and maybe there'll be somewhat of a chatzitza, of an interposition. We're not afraid about that. We assume the mikvah water can get through and will touch the entire part of the inner kli, the kli that's inside the other one. Avalolo kodesh. But that type of tefillah is not allowed for kashim, meaning if I'm planning on using these kalim for kachim, for karbanos, as opposed to truma, so this type of immersion is not going to be effective. We're afraid that maybe the inner kli is going to weigh down on the outer one, and that way the mikveh water is not going to get in. That's a concern we have only when it comes to using these kalim for kodesh, but not for truma. Then the Mishnah says, Achorayim. What about the back or the bottom? So Achorayim, imagine that you have a kli, let's say a kiddush cup. So the kiddush cup, if you some of them have a stem. If you turn over the kiddush cup, so that stem itself could be its own kli. Or let's say on the stem on the bottom of that, the bottom of that kli, you have a little depression in that area. So it's almost its own kli. So here, that's what a charayim is. The bottom of a kli can be used independently. It has its own base kibul. It may be considered a separate kli regarding the laws of tumah, which may be mitame that area only and not the entire kli. So let's say, for example, you have liquid that made a tamei. Now, liquids midoraisa are not mitame kalim. The Chachamim, however, said that liquids are mitame kalim because we're afraid that maybe we'll mix up liquids with liquids that can be mitame, and that is liquids, urine, saliva from a zav or a zava. So those are a very high level of tumah. And therefore, we were afraid about liquids. And Jenna the Chachamim therefore made din derabbanan that liquids can be mitame kalim. So here, the Chachamim said, you know, when it comes to a kli, we have the right then, with respect, and now we were talking about truma, which is where we're more lenient, we have the right to say that different parts of a kli will not transmit tuma to the other part of the kli. So that's what it means. Acharayim, if vitoch, or let's say the inside of the kli, we consider the inside of kli a separate vessel, a separate kli, with respect to maybe other parts of the kli, the handle, the bottom, the underneath, where there's another base kibble as well. Ubeis hatzvita, base hatzvita is literally means the handle or where the fingers can go in. But just imagine you have, let's say, a mug. And instead of a real handle to the mug, there are certain depressions on the side of the mug where you can insert your hand so that you could hold it. So that's beis hatzvita. So the Mishnah here says, achorayim, the bottom of the kli, where there may be a depression which could be its own base kibble, its own receptacle. Vitochen, of course, the inside of the kli, as opposed to other parts of the kli that may have their own receptacle section. Ubeis hatzvita, and the area where you'd put your hands in order to, your fingers, in order to hold the kli. Says the Mishnah, b'truma. It means if any of these three parts become tamei midrabanan, the other two can still be used for truma. That's what it's saying. They're considered separate parts. The same kli itself can have separate sections, and if one big part became tameh, you can use the other parts for the sake of truma. Avalo b'kodesh, but when it comes to kodesh, because kodesh is a higher level, the chachamim say once one part of the vessel is tameh, the whole thing is considered tameh. Next, the Mishnah says hanosei es hamidras. Here you have someone, we mentioned midras, we could have a piece of clothing that's tamei medras, someone would, a zav, let's say, was lying on it, or you have a case of a chair, whatever it is, which a zav sat on or a nida sat on. So that is, here you have someone who's holding up something that became tamei medras. And specifically, the Gemara is speaking about a case where, let's say, someone is carrying a shoe that was worn by a zav. And it could so that that's something that his weight was on. Doesn't even have, it could be that he wasn't even touching it directly, had a sock on, but because his weight was on it, like a chair, like any other garment, any other kli that had the weight of a zav, through sitting, leaning, would make it tameh. So here you have someone who is carrying midras, so in one hand. So the Mishnah says, no say es hatruma, even though he's holding midras in one hand, he's allowed to carry truma in the other hand. Now, the truma that he's carrying in the other hand, the Gemara assumes that he's carrying it in a klicheres, in an earthenware vessel, because an earthenware vessel could only become tummy from the inside, mi tocho and not mi gabo. So here, so even if the medrus piece of the medrus shoe he's holding in his right hand, let's say, is going to touch the outside of the barrel of truma wine, it's not a problem because the wine won't become tummit. And we don't have to worry that maybe, oh, he's going to take the medrash shoe and place it inside the barrel and make the wine tummit. That we're not afraid of. But if he's, let's say the wine he's carrying in a wooden kli becomes tummy from the outside, so then we would be concerned. We would not allow him to carry this medrash tummy shoe while in one hand while he's carrying truma wine in a wooden vessel in the other hand, because then it's very easy that that tummy shoe, the medrash shoe, will touch the outside of the barrel of wine. And if it's wood, the outside does become tummy, so tummy everything that's inside. So therefore, we would take that more seriously, and that's why no say es hamedras, no say es hatruma, only if it's in a klicheres, only if that truma wine is in a klicheres. But either way, the Mishnah here says, avalob es hakodesh, meaning this halacha only applies to truma, this heter, to carry medras in one hand and truma in an earthenware vessel in the other. But when it comes to kodesh, not allowed. Now, why not? Should we? After all, if it's an earthenware vessel, and then if it touches, even if it touches the outside, even if first of all, he may not touch it at all. He's holding it in one hand and the kodesh in the other. And now you're worried he may put it on the inside. So the Gemara says on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, this was based on a Maisa Shahaya. Something happened. Someone was carrying wine of kodesh and was wearing a shoe that was a medrash shoe, and the shoelace tore. He took it off and he put it on top of the wine. So what happened? It fell into the barrel and made the whole thing tameh. And since that took place with kodesh, and we have this often, we make gzeros are only we only apply them to the particular case that happened, even though you could argue maybe we should extend it. Now, when it comes to the gzeros, we apply it only to that particular case. That case was the case of kodesh. This was the same thing we would say here. Then the Mishnah says, this is number four, big day, ochle truma midras lekodesh. This is number four where we say kodesh is going to be on a higher level of truma, which means the garments of those who eat truma, kohanim, who eat truma and are careful in the laws of tumah vatara, but they're only eating truma, midras lekodesh are considered contaminated, considered tameh for those who eat kodesh. Since we know we take even greater care when it comes to tara, when it comes to eating kodesh over truma, so therefore someone who's eating kodesh has to assume that the garments of someone who is metar himself for truma are considered tameh medris for his purpose. And then the Mishnah says, "Lo ki midas hakodesh midas hatruma." We say that the rule of kodesh is different than the laws of truma, and here specifically we're speaking about the laws of chatzitza, says the Bar Tanura, b'chatzitzas tevilosav midas hatruma. The Mishnah is going to explain how kodesh were more strict when it comes to a chatzitza, an interposition when you're putting things in the mikvah, We have to be more strict when it comes to Kodesh than it comes to Truma. And the Mishnah explains, Sheba Kodesh, when it comes to Kodesh, Matir, you untie. If I have a garment that needs to be worn while you're going to hold Kodesh and handle Kodesh, so this is what you need to do with those garments before you put them in the mikvah. You untie them, untie any knots that you have, Umenagev, and you make sure to dry them off, Umatbil, and then you put them in the mikvah, Vachacha Kosher, and then afterwards you can tie it. Uvatruma, though, kosher, it can even be tied, the knot can even be there, you don't have to untie the knot, v'achachach matpil, and then you can put them in the mikvah. So what it's saying is, if I have, I have to first of all untie, because I'm afraid if it's very tight, water may not get in. So that would invalidate the tevilah. Minagev, any foreign substance is considered a chatzitza, has to be removed. So here, if let's say the kli, the clothing is wet, it has to be dried, because that liquid is not an official chatzitza, because it's going to be washed away for when it goes into the mikvah. Nonetheless, we're strict when it comes to Kodesh, and we have to dry it off. It's also possible, some of us say, no, it's not about the water that may be on it, because it's wet, is considered a chatzitza, but it causes the garment then to become a little bit wrinkled, and then because that mikvah water may not get in because it's wrinkled, and that was due to the fact that it was wet, therefore you want to dry it off. So that is the chumah we have of Kodesh over Truma. Truma, it can stay tied, put it in the mikvah the way it is. We're not, you don't have to untie it, and there's no problem. You can even tie it before you put it in. There's no problem with that at all. Perek, Gimel, Mishnah, Beis. Kalim Hadigmarim. Bitara, and now this is, we continue, when it comes to the chumras of Kodesh over Truma. Kalim hanigmarim bitara, tzrichin tevila lekodesh, avalo letruma. So before you complete a kli, it's not susceptible to tumah. And that would be true even if it's touched by a zav or touched by a mace. Makes no difference because it doesn't have the status of a kli. But when you finish it, once it has status of a kli, now it is susceptible to tumah. So let's say you have a chaver, someone who's careful with the laws of tumah vitara, who is putting the finishing touches on a kli. So he is someone we have to worry about because he's very reliable. So the Mishnah here says, Kalim hanigmarim bitara, still tzrichin tevila lekodesh. Still, you have to put it in the mikvah. Chavir is finishing it. Nonetheless, you have to put it in the mikvah if you want to use it for Kodesh. Why? What am I afraid of? We're afraid that maybe the saliva of an Amma Aretz fell on the kli right before it was completed and the Chavir didn't realize that. And it was still there by the time it didn't dry up and evaporate yet. And now the kli is completed. So here we have a new kli. Now it's completed and there's something that's tummy, that's on there. So that's what we're afraid of. That's all true when it comes to using that kli for Kodesh. I'm a little truma, meaning I'm allowed to use this for truma. We're not afraid of that I'm or it's had it, and any saliva of his came on that vessel before it was completed. We also, and there's no, we're certainly not afraid that a chaver, let's say, may be spitting on the kli. According to some, that may have been a concern when it came to Kodesh, not a concern when it comes to truma, and therefore there's no problem. You don't have to put it in the mikvah because it was completely. Batara. Then the Mishnah says another halacha where we're machmir of Kodesh over Truma, hakli mitzaref masha besocho lekodesh avalo letruma. Here you could have different types, different pieces of food in one kli. And a person who's tamei touch one of those pieces of food. So what's the halacha? So when it comes to Kodesh, they all become tamei. They're not necessarily touching each other. Because they're in the same kli, they're considered as if they're one piece, all become tamei. The same way if I had, let's say, a single loaf of bread, if I touch part of the bread, the whole bread becomes tamei. The same thing would be true with separate pieces of food in a kli, all in the same kli, when it comes to Kodesh, which this is based on kafachas, asara zahav, mleya ketores, the Gemara darshins, whether this is din d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, that's a question. But kafachas, meaning one kaf of spoon, achas, makes everything into one entity. That's all true when it comes to Kodesh. Avalola truma. If a tamei person touches one of the many pieces of truma within a kli, so only that piece becomes tamei. The other pieces are not tamei. Then the Mishnah says, Harevi'i b'kodesh pasul, another chumrah, v'ashlishi b'trumah. So here it's important to define the word tamei versus the word pasul. When we say something becomes tamei, we assume it's tame and it then can transmit tuma to another item. So, but when we say something is pasul, it means that it becomes tame, but it cannot transmit to the next item. So these are halachos we know based on the levels of tuma we've mentioned a couple of times throughout the Mishnayos. And the Mishnah here says, harevi'i b'kodesh pasul. When it comes to kachim, this is a chumah that we know that kodesh has over truma. And that is that kachim can become a revi'i l'tumah. And pasul means that's the last level. It becomes pasul, it becomes tame, can't transmit tumah, can't make a chamishi l'tumah, but kachim can become a revi'i l'tumah. V'hashlishi b'truma, meaning truma can become a shlishi l'tumah, but it can't become a revi'i l'tumah. So if you have, let's say, something, you have truma that's a shlishi l'tumah, and it touches kachim, the kachim becomes revi'i l'tumah. But if you have a shlishi of truma that's tame, and that touches another piece of truma, the next truma won't become tame. And that's why the shlishi is the pasul level, is the final level when it comes to truma, and revi is the final level, is the pasul level when it comes to kodesh. Then the Mishnah says of truma, another halacha, imitmeis achas miyadav chaver to tahora. If someone touched an object that's considered tamei midrabanan, so the halacha is that only the hand that touched, that was in contact with that davar hatamei becomes tamei, but the rest of his body, so we don't assume the rest of his body becomes tamei, just his hand. So if let's say you have food that was tamei, so that can't make the person tamei. So the hand that he touches becomes tummy. So that, okay, you have netilas yadayim. So that's true when it comes to truma. So in nites achas miyadav, if one of the hand becomes tummy, chaver to tahora, the other one is tahora with respect to truma. Uve kodesh, though, mat bilstehem. But if, let's say, when it comes to kodesh, you have to put both hands in a matfil. You have to put them in a mikveh even. Meaning, if, let's say, the hand that was tummy was wet at the time it became tame, the Chachamim say that the other hand is automatically tame when it comes to Kodesh. Let's say the hand that touched something tame was not wet, so then the other hand is not going to become tame unless it touches the hand itself directly. Because the Mishnah concludes, Shahayad mitama es chaver to b'kodesh. Because when it comes to Kodesh, one hand came in mitame, the other hand, avolo b'truma, not when it comes to Truma.